Gary Marshall broke into the biz writing jokes for Jack Parr's Tonight Show and the Joey Bishop Show. But he quickly found his calling in sitcoms as he and writing partner Jerry Belson cranked out episodes for The Lucy Show and Dick Van Dyke. In 1970, the duo adapted Neil Simon's Broadway smash The Odd Couple into a TV sitcom starring Jack Klugman and Tony Randall, who replaced Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon from the 1968 movie.
That was so cruel of you, Oscar.
The whole world thinks I'm a neurotic madman, and I'm going to kill you for that.
But Marshall's biggest success came in 1974 with Happy Days, capitalizing on the nostalgia from George Lucas's American Graffiti, turning Ron Howard into a star and making the Cunninghams household name. Who can forget the Fonz? Or pop culture phrases like jumping the shark.
Here we go, Fonz! I'm heading for the ramp! Are you sure you want to do it?
Spinoffs quickly followed, like Mork and Mindy launching a young Robin Williams.
Until next week, Nanu! Nanu!
And Laverne and Shirley starring Cindy Williams and Gary's sister, Penny Marshall.
I treat my body as a temple, Laverne. You have chosen to treat yours as an amusement park.
While Penny would go on to become the first female filmmaker to gross $100 million twice with Big and A League of Their Own, Gary had his own hit movies, pairing Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell in Overboard and pairing Julia Roberts and Richard Gere in Pretty Woman and Runaway Bride.
Don't you knock?
Vivian, I have a business proposition for you.
Gere tells WTOP Marshall had a unique directorial touch.
Gary Marshall made the archetype of that kind of movie with Julia and me. Richard, when she reaches in the box, throws it on her finger.
Something's missing. Maybe something in this box.
Oh!
I remember seeing that movie with Julia. We were laughing and being touched like everyone else was. It's kind of a first-rate movie experience.
Marshall also made several screen appearances, like with Albert Brooks in Lost in America.
Now, you're a nice guy. You make me laugh and everything. But our policy is we can't give you money back.
He worked until the very end, bowing out with a trio of holiday-themed flicks, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, and Mother's Day. But his legacy lives on in the homages to his greatest creation.
We're all gonna be like three little Fonzies here. And what's Fonzie like?
Cool.
Correct the mundo.
Saying goodbye to Gary Marshall, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.